This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria Sunday in the most extensive strikes since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplane struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in mountainous regions in southern Idlib from nearby Syrian army outposts. There are no immediate reports of casualties. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Saturday he cannot take any action on a U.S. declaration that all U.N. sanctions on Iran had been reimposed because, quote, there would appear to be uncertainty, end quote, on the issue. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month he triggered a 30-day process at the council leading to the return of U.N. sanctions on Iran Saturday evening that would also stop a conventional arms embargo on Tehran from expiring October 18th. But most Security Council members say Washington's move is void because Pompeo used a mechanism agreed under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, which the United States quit in 2018. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson says he hopes the international community will support Iran against U.S. government action.
We expect, as it has been shown up until now, the international community and all countries in the world to stand against these reckless actions by the regime in the White House and speak in one voice to stop these actions by the regime in the White House.
You could read more about these stories or any of the news of the day by visiting us at voanews.com or downloading our app. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merits of the First Amendment claim, the balance of hardships tips in the plaintiff's favor, end quote. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. About 100 million Americans use the short video app. Relatives of some of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure lawyers appointed by the families, not the Chinese government, can meet with them. The 12 were arrested August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. They were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to the anti-government protests that erupted last year. All are now being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Beta is making a slow crawl to the U.S. shores of Texas and Louisiana, casting worries about heavy rain, flooding, and storm surges across the Gulf Coast. The system is expected to make landfall sometime Monday. Three people have died after Cyclone Ionos, a rare storm known as a Metacane, battered Greece, flooding streets and homes, Greek authorities said Sunday. Ionos uprooted trees and caused power cuts on the Ionian island and the western Peloponnese. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will speak in Philadelphia today about his rival President Donald Trump's plan to name a third justice to the Supreme Court, a move that would cement a 6-3 conservative majority. President Trump said Saturday he'll make his nomination this week to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday of cancer, and that it will probably be a woman. The president said at a campaign rally he has an obligation to make another Supreme Court nomination.
So Article 2 of our Constitution says the president shall nominate justices of the Supreme Court. I don't think it can be any more clear, can it? I don't think so.
Brazil's former leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, said he is open to backing any candidate who can beat far-right President Jair Bolsonaro in the 2022 elections. And President Bolsonaro is scheduled to undergo surgery to remove a bladder stone Friday, according to a Brazilian newspaper. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.